As people across the nation prepare to commemorate Anzac Day, Indigenous Australians want their ancestors' battles recognised too. A silent march is being planned for Anzac Day after 1 week of story sharing about Aboriginal people who died in war. The Frontier Wars describe the massacres that Aboriginal people faced to protect their land from invasion. Activists say this moment has been silenced in history. Mel LaHood reports.
To this day, will you let us through? Come closer, folks. Come closer. Step up. Here's a police officer.
Every year, people gather outside the Australian War Memorial to remember the sacrifice of Australian soldiers. Last year, activists calling for recognition of Aboriginal deaths were blocked by police from entering the memorial. Graham Dunstan will be there again, and driving his peace bus to support the event. This is a van that travels around the country broadcasting protest messages.
We assembled at the lower end of Anzac Parade outside Westbrook, corner of Constitution Avenue, and at about 11 a.m, and it takes a long time for all the other marches to go. Then we go up. So the past 4 years we've been stopped by a police line, right, turning us away. Everyone else is allowed to go through, but people who want to remember the Frontier Wars must stay outside. We're hoping the moral force this year, we will sweep past this police line into the forecourt.
He says that settlement of Australia was violent, and in a sense, the Frontier Wars continue today.
So it started in 1788, and Aboriginal people say it has not ceased. In fact, the removals in Western Australia by the Abbott government are all part of this dispossession process. It's never ended.
Graham Dunstan hopes the recognition of these battles will open the way for treaties that strengthen Indigenous rights. He says there's a huge difference between the public commemoration of Anzac Day and the silence around the Frontier Wars.
Anzac Day has become the national day of commemoration for the war dead, all the wars. Well, not quite all, it turns out. The only wars that the Act of the Australian War Memorial allows them to recognise are the wars of imperialism. So they're all in the Australian War Memorial, but the ones that actually happened on the land, where people died in this soil and shed sword defending themselves against invasion, are ignored.
Dr. Timothy Bottoms is an author and historian who has been invited to speak at the event about the massacres. He says between 65,000 and 115,000 Aboriginal men, women and children were killed in Queensland alone.
For example, the start in 1838 with the Mile Creek Massacre, when 28 Wiradjuri people, mainly women and children but a couple of male elders, were sabred and shot. Seven of the perpetrators were hanged for that, but that was the first and only time that that occurred.
I've been told that in previous years, marches have been stopped from entering the Australian War Memorial on Anzac Day. What do you say to those who believe that having protesters at the memorial on this day is disrespectful to the soldiers who fought in Gallipoli?
Because it's not a protest. That's the whole point. It's just highlighting a fact. The Indigenous people would have perceived the white man's taking of the land as a part of a war. And basically, we're just highlighting a fact. We're not protesting. I mean, it's indisputable when you start looking at the primary sources that Aboriginal people, their homes were being taken by the newcomers.
Dr. Timothy Bottom speaking to Melissa LaHood. We contacted the RSL, but they did not get back in touch with us. That's it for The Wire today. I'm Catherine Zingra. Thanks for your company.